Hello, everybody. This is Boston, Massachusetts, with the Boston Files. Here with me today, as always, is Austin, Texas.
Hey, everybody. This is Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yes. Now, here today, we are here to bring you with the conspiracy about Barney. Yes, Barney. This may have already worn out for a couple years, but who cares? The time is new, the time is now, and the time is forever. So, we are here to talk about Barney, and this is because it has believed that he is a master of subliminal messaging. So, he has hidden messages in his episodes, so to speak. And I've researched this, I've read every book on it, and I am pretty sure that this is a true conspiracy. This conspiracy involves the fact that in his episodes, when he's like, "Oh, I love you," blah, 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 he's trying to push world peace onto people. Not there's anything bad with world peace, but, I'm rambling again. Here, Austin, you take the reins.
Oh, yeah, now it's my turn. Now, you see, the conspiracy with Barney is, he's pushing world peace on him, as previously stated with Boston, Massachusetts. The main thing that this is a conspiracy is that the democratic people, who, you know, fight against war, the ones that protest, you know, extremists of hippies, they are subliminally messaging us to be in world peace. Because, you know, I mean, the theme song. He wants you to love him because he loves you, and he just wants us all to be a happy family, with giving each other great big hugs and a kiss from person to person. You see, this is all what the democracy is about. Not democracy like our government type. I'm saying the democratic rule, not in a way that makes sense, but that's what I'm trying to hint at. Now, the main thing that I feel is a problem with this is that our nation is very military run. Without our high military, we would be like Europe, most nations of Europe. And not going against Europeans or anything, but they're just not Americans. Now, you see, people don't understand that if we have world peace, our nation will collapse. Because that means the government won't get money to fund, to, you know, try to find Osama. They won't get money to fund going into war to find supposed WMDs. You know, it's just not going to work. And this is just very concerning to many people.
And it is the people that we are even here for. The reason that we are here. We are men that are dedicated to open the eyes of millions.
That was a beautiful quote, Boston.
Thank you, Austin. I'm happy to say that I came up with that quote on my very own. Now, back to the base of this conspiracy. The conspiracy is about world war. The government is causing this world war by allowing this network to broadcast its episodes, and it's pushing an unneeded stress on me and my fellow Americans who can realize this conspiracy before it gets too much out of hand. Now, people may ask, why are you going against Barney? He's a children's television character who wears a purple dinosaur suit. And his voice isn't even the guy inside of it. Well, who cares? This could be the thing that sends us into a dictatorship, into anarchy, into monarchy, into some other archy or government that we don't want. This puts unneeded stress on our politicians, because when they hear this, they're going to be like, "Oh, no, 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 we won't make money. And we won't get profits," you know, things like that. So I don't know why I did that. That was a horrible impression of our American politicians. But maybe it was extremely accurate in the same way. Now, Austin, I want you to put your input on this conspiracy.
Alrighty, Boston, I'd be happy to. This conspiracy is living proof that we are so blinded by cheeseburgers from McDonald's, burgers from Burger King, French fries from Zips, just random things, the awesome drink specials at Sonic, you know? They're just so scattered that we focus more on those than we focus more on the importance of this topic. And it saddens me how drinks from fast food restaurants can distort our concentration on what really matters, bringing down the Barney industry and sending them down to the ground from which Barney came from. Because dinosaurs don't exist. They're a fossil. They're a fossil. And they're just a myth now. Who's seen a real dinosaur other than the friggin' alligators, if they really even are dinosaurs? You see, it's just things like this. Things like this that really make me angry.
Alright. While Austin goes to take his chill pill, we are going to move on to our next topic. This topic is monsters and the Red Bull conspiracy. And this isn't about the whole thing, oh, monsters have bull pee in it. No. Or whatever bull liquid it had. I can't remember. But this conspiracy has been brought to my attention. It is a conspiracy about the energy it gives you. The quote, energy, end quote, that it gives you. It is almost a fact that humans, if they make themselves think something is good, something is bad, something hurts, something feels good, you know, if the human brain, it thinks about it enough, like if you touch a hot pan, maybe you could think about it being cold for so long that it maybe by the time your hand's burned, it really is cold. You're like, it's cold. Oh, it's getting really cold now. That goes the same for energy drinks, like Monster and Red Bull. Monsters say that, you know, they're great, you know. They don't say it themselves, but they advertise through the people and on their cans. And this has been brought to my attention recently when I was drinking one of the Monsters, the nitrous oxide one, the one where they put in nitrous oxide in it. I thought that was crazy. Why would they do that? Stupid. But anyways, enough about my opinion on what things are good and bad. I didn't really like this one at all. It tasted too fruity. But that's beside the point. The point is, who's to say that they really are putting these energy drinks with things that actually give you energy? For all we know, we could be becoming radioactive by drinking these drinks. And, you know, one of them even claims that you may grow wings from drinking them. That's how much radioactivity is going on inside that drink. It will give you wings. Of course, you have to ingest a bunch of these to get wings, and maybe that will get to the point where your heart explodes due to the massive amounts of caffeine and how much blood it's trying to pump. But this just brings me to my main point, that these drinks contain radioactive materials, and the way they are advertised, not by commercial, of course, other than Red Bull, they had awesome commercials, I'll admit, but these, they give you the idea that this drink will help you get energy, you know, make you escape that 2 o'clock feeling in the morning when your brain is thinking about this, like, oh, this will help me wake up. You drink it, you know, it gives you the effect of waking up, and maybe if you exaggerate your brain enough, it will give you the ability to actually get, like, super duper happy, like, you know, bouncing off the walls all crazy. But that's more than besides the point. The radioactivity in these drinks is one of the main points. Red Bull gives you wings. Famous for Red Bull. Their main quote. Now, why would they call themselves Red Bull if it gives you wings? Now, Red Bull doesn't even have wings. And what's so energized about a Red Bull? It's just those little things that don't make sense. They're hinting that you will pee like a buffalo or bull, whatever. You'll pee like a Red Bull if you drink enough of these. And you will turn red. And you'll act like a bull. Symptoms. Now, the fact that they claim to give you wings is a load of crap, because if you try to drink enough to get wings, you will eventually have consumed way too much caffeine and possibly die. Now, I see that Austin's back, so he will talk more about this topic.
Oh, that chill pill does wonders. Alright, now, this Red Bull gives you wings is just ridiculous. Now, he may have already said this, but it's just so radioactive. Now, enough with Red Bull. I mean, we've gone on long enough about Red Bull. Let's go on to the main core monster. The Monster Energy drinks claim that they are one of the best. I mean, they have the BFG drinks, or BFC, whatever. It's huge. It's like, I can't fit my hand around it completely. And you know, I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm 6'9". And, you know, my hand can't fit around it. It's like, I can almost touch my middle finger and my thumb. But I can't. Now, Monsters are pushing a new level of extreme on us. You know, there's Red Bull Extreme, you know, they claim to give you wings, but Monster, that's how you will turn into if you drink enough of those. You will turn into a monster. Because you'll be so delirious from drinking these monsters that you'll get another monster sooner. And then another monster. And you'll just keep coming and getting monsters. You know, it's just not going to be good at all. You're going to be so monstered that you're going to die because you've consumed too much caffeine. And this is a very serious topic. Believe me, right now, I have a very, very straight face. Because I am concerned for our youth. I mean, I know of many young adults that consume this beverage that don't know what they're getting themselves into. They don't know that they're pushing crazy stuff on us. That you know, even on the movie Role Models, they drink so much of the Minotaur drink that their pee is as green as the grass on a hot summer day. You know, it's just crazy. And this confuses many people. They're like, but it tastes so good, and it gives me energy for when I'm tired so I can escape that 2 o'clock feeling. Or maybe grow some wings so I can escape traffic. Well, these wings are not going to help you escape traffic. They're going to help you be a radioactive freak, but that's all. Now, I want to talk about the importance of this topic, but I can't. That's Boston's job. So, Boston, take it over.
Thank you, Austin. That was very well put. Now, that is most of the relevance of this topic, and I believe that our point has been clearly made. So, now it is time to wrap up the episode. Now, this conspiracy about Red Bull and Barney has been especially brought to you by Boston and Austin, because we care. We are here to open your eyes. And I pray that you are listening to all our things, because I'm reviewing these things in my head, and the dangers of mood rings, the dangers of eating donuts, the dangers of evaporated milk, and the conspiracy about Elvis, the government's mind control, the fact that Chuck Norris is getting huge, and how Bieber fever is becoming a very, very serious epidemic. And all these things are very important in your life, because sooner or later you're going to find that you are glad that we covered these, because you're going to be like, oh, if it wasn't for him, oh man, I'd be in trouble right now. Because of Boston and Austin. Now, to get a hold of our site, the URL is www.theBostonFiles. Now, files is not spelled F-I-L-E-S. It's spelled F-I-L-E-Z. So, the Boston Files with a Z where an S would be, dot WordPress, WordPress, all one word, dot com. This is where you can find out our site. You know, our site is very, very categorized. We have specific pages, and Austin will gladly go over the website.
Okay. Alright, well, our pages have a home, you know, where you view our stuff. But our secret thing, our very secret things, exclusive to only people who go on our website, are the unspoken files. These unspoken files are files that we have not gone over or reviewed in this episode. They are little conspiracies that I probably would go on about for 4 or 3 minutes and then be done with. And they are very important too. I mean, they're basically like what you jot down in your class, like, you know, remember your homework. This is things like that. Yeah, and I believe that these unspoken files are just as important, as Boston said, as just as important as these episodes are. And I've only been on these shows for about 2 episodes now, and I still find this information very, very eye-opening. So again, and we have a contact page. On my email, Austin, Texas's email, is the Boise Ninja at gmail.com. I know it doesn't really go with my name, I realize that, but the Austin Ninja and the Texas Ninja weren't available yet. Someone took them from me. So, this means that you can get a hold of me at the Boise, B-O-I-S-E, ninja at gmail.com. And you can get a hold of Boston at the Boston Ninja at gmail.com. So, I've really would push you to visit our website, because it just has so much information that you'll find useful. So this is Austin, Texas, with the help of Boston.
Or rather, Boston, Massachusetts, once again with the help of Austin, Texas, signing off.